third time.
Well, he's the weatherman.
Yeah.
He controls all of it.
And now we got stuff that's got to be watched in the Gulf, and we have all this tropical moisture coming up. And last night we had some pretty ferocious rainstorms come through the area.
As long as it does not hit the week of October 18th through the 23rd, I will be good. If there is any issues in the Gulf during that time, Rich and I are going to have a very major heart-to-heart conversation.
Well, you know, it never rains on J. Scott's birthday, which is the 18th.
Oh, thank God.
So I think you're covered on that.
Thank God. Okay.
Beyond that, you're on your own, Jesse.
No, Rich and I got to have a conversation. He's got to hold that off. Anything down in Destin area, I got to have sunny and 70 and nice clear waters.
I'll put in your order.
Put in my order.
I'm pretty tight with Rich. I think I can get that done.
Put that in.
Neither rain nor sleet nor shine does not stop the Postal Service. Is that what I meant?
No.
Right. It doesn't stop me from going to Food Outlet on Sunday mornings and doing my weekly grocery shop. And among the specials you'll see this week, you'll save in every department every week. You got to understand it's cost plus 10%. And it's a formula that really works for you as a consumer. But they always give special pricing to a few items, including T-bones this week at $5.95 a pound. Very flavorful cut of steak, and you have them as thick or thin as you want them cut. The ribeyes I served this morning, those were on sale last week, and I believe everybody was pleased. Those were breakfast cut ribeyes.
They were delicious too, by the way. And those eggs, oh my gosh. Like, I didn't think you could get them any more perfect, but it's perfect right in the middle when I'd said the little hard fried, and it's just got the yolks done and just a little itty-bitty bit
pleasing,
of gooey.
Pleasing you and Jay is job one. If I don't do that, I don't even want to be here.
Well, you superseded expectations today.
I appreciate that. By the way, one of the great discoveries in soda savings is the half-liter Coca-Cola product bottles. Six packs of those are $2.50 each. So start saving real money. There's three food outlets to pick from: Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street west of 31 in the Preferred Community, and maybe I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antigua.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a
stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Marking 19 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, President Trump and Joe Biden are expected to separately visit the United 93 Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania today.
Because of COVID-19 concerns and at the request of the families, this year's event at the Flight 93 National Memorial is private, but it will be live streamed. Instead of the usual 90-minute ceremony, it's been shortened to 20 minutes, with the names of each passenger and crew member read aloud, along with the ringing of the bells in remembrance.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Before Pennsylvania, Biden and Vice President Pence are attending a ceremony in New York City. There's another ceremony at the Pentagon. President Trump last night at a rally in Michigan again defends downplaying the coronavirus threat early on when he knew it was more dangerous than he said publicly.
If they wanted me to come out and scream, people are dying, we're dying. No, we did it just the right way. We have to be calm.
America's listening to Fox News.
Seek only revenge, but to win a war against people that hate freedom and hate what we stand for.
Do you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good?
Make no mistake about it, underneath our tears is the strong determination of America to win this war.
American flags.
Sweet dream.
We will not be defeated. We will not succumb.
How long must I?
We will not fear.
Our country is strong. Our financial institutions remain strong.
Hey, you gotta be a man. You gotta take a stand.
And the American economy will be open for business as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, will now open the marketplace. The green button.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
is a fight for freedom. This is a fight to say to the freedom-loving people of the world, we will not allow ourselves to be terrorized.
Made me feel so much better over the past couple of days. Patriotic music, everything just made me feel better. And I think now my generation is going to appreciate a little bit more what your generation and my grandparents' generation fought for.
It is 8:06 on News Talk 93.1 FM, remembering the events of 19 years ago today. But let's get Rich's forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. Radar is going to come alive later on this afternoon, and really the rain chances are getting better and better over the next few days. Today and tomorrow, high temperature 90 to 92, scattered showers and thunderstorms in generous supply both days, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, low tonight 73. Sunday and Monday, same deal, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours in spots. Highs around 90. Out in the tropics, things are getting really busy right now, and you can stay on top of the action by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
8:07 on News Talk 93.1 FM. To the phones we go, and Crawdad.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was listening to you talk about when Rich goes off down to the beach, and it's true whenever he does that, something strange happens because he's the weatherman.
Yeah.
And that made me think of Sammy Davis Jr.'s song, The Candyman Can. So if Rusty's listening, that would be a really good one to... Who can make the sunrise, you know, and all that. That just seemed to be fitting. If Rusty was listening, that would be one to try out.
Rich does have magical powers, but there is a trend lately where there's activity in the Gulf. We get some ferocious weather coming through here, and it looks like it could be that kind of a weekend, too.
And where exactly is Campeche? Is that in the Yucatan?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Campeche.
Campeche is actually we have a thing for that.
Yes.
Hang on one second. And we all remember Marcy Novak when she was part of our team. She was the babe of
wonderful
Campeche.
Miss Marsh.
All right, let's see if this will help.
Just a few hours away, there's a place where everything moves at a different pace. A place where you feel like you traveled back 800 years.
Same length of time as this message.
A place like nothing you've ever seen. A place where even the air feels different. A place where you can relax like you never have. Just a few hours away, there's a place so special, it made us feel unique. Mexico, the place you thought you knew. Visit Campeche.
Hola.
That was a long way to get to the joke.
Well, I gotta tell you, man, I apologize if I tested everybody's patience. Oh, look, there's the big pity party at the football game last night. Kiss my butt, all of you.
Jay, that wasn't meant for you.
Multi-millionaire victims. Yeah. Oh, God. I hope they get a 12 rating on that game, meaning 12 people watched.
I would rather see them just go under and sports just not be played altogether.
They seem to be determined good. To do that.
So, yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
There's our morning.
We gave you 3 minutes of really dull radio to celebrate the Bay of Campeche.
9/11, on that morning, I was getting over about 5. 5 days of spinal meningitis.
Ooh. Ooh.
So I remember all of that too well.
Did you have to stay in an isolation unit at the hospital with that?
Well, that was the problem is that they couldn't do the verification of whether it was viral or the other kind. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what they call it, viral or anyway. I was in isolation anyway at home, but yes, it was the worst. That's the worst pain in my head I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, that's nasty, nasty stuff. My daughter's mom had that.
Oh, my goodness.
It was right after 9/11, if I'm not mistaken, and she had to be in a room. Nobody could go in there unless they had a hazmat suit on. I mean, it's... Mm-hmm.
From what I remember, there were only a few other cases here in this area at that time, but it was more than me, and I can't remember what viral and the other one. I can't remember what they called it. One's a whole lot worse than the other, but yeah, that was bad enough. But then, you know, like you say, we will never forget that.
Appreciate the call, Crawdad. Have a great day, my friend. It is 8:11. Here's Jay Scott.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic, located, of course, in Millbrook. Dr. Jeff Passley and his staff go to work every day and hope to see you and help you feel better. They want you to go there and so they can work their magic on you and make you feel better. They kind of, what they really want to do, it's a personal touch. They're going to know your name. It's not, they don't, you know, they don't overextend themselves, because if they do, it's possible, of course, that you might not get the treatment you need and that personal touch that you need to feel better with whatever may be ailing you. So, you know, it's a very small staff, it's a very small place, but it's there to do big things for your well-being. They're located in Millbrook, been in there for over 12 years in business there. They know the people of Millbrook, they know the Millbrook area. Jeff Passley graduated, I believe, from Stanhope Elmore. So, I mean, they've been there their entire lives at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Call them at 285-8483 or go online, millbrookchiropractor.com. It's going to have every sort of resource you need to get to know Millbrook Family Chiropractic and to also plan a visit there as well. They got all the insurance companies there, also the new patient forms. You can schedule an appointment from their website online, millbrookchiropractor.com, for Dr. Jeff Passley and his staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Our wing finger winning word of the day, the third time, is coming up a little bit later in the hour, so don't miss that.
I went downstairs because I posted a picture yesterday.
Yes.
And we talked about this on the show. Because Rich, and we talked about it, and I said, you know, it's Throwback Thursday, so I'll post that picture online. It was just me as a kid with Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Who happens to be a man here by the name of Jack Galassini.
A great,
fantastic
great guy. Yes.
He is not on Facebook, but plenty of people were able to get that to him, to show him the picture and stuff. So he called a few minutes ago, said he was downstairs to bring us some of these pictures that were taken. There's a photograph taken by a friend of his in November of 1988. He liked the way that the sun was reflecting off of the World Trade Center. And shot this photograph, and he brought about six copies of them here for us.
Oh, man.
It's gorgeous.
There was some amazing, like, there's so many great documentaries on the day that do more than just show the destruction and carnage. One of the best was entitled September 10th, and it takes a select group of people through the events of that day. And in that particular documentary, which I watched on National Geographic Channel, hopefully they'll be rerunning it, they show you some amazing visages of the World Trade Center, which, whether it was sunrise, sunset, during storms, had this remarkable... In fact, Channel 11, W, whatever it is, in New York, used to be, remember the call letters, they used the World Trade Center as part of their backdrop. Mm-hmm. It was the 11 in their, you know, as sort of their logo.
Yeah.
And they showed the anchor on September 10th with that World Trade Center background, and how he described, he had no idea, you know, that day And as I mentioned when we were talking with our friends on Alabama News Rising, that was maybe the most benign couple of days of news. They had some bad storms in New York, and that was about it. They were having a mayoral primary on September 11th. The guy that probably would have won that primary didn't, because in the aftermath of the attack, Rudy's stock went through the roof. He endorsed Michael Bloomberg, and Bloomberg ended up being mayor. Otherwise, it would have been a guy named David Green, who was leading in all the polls. It just impacted in so many ways. But yeah, that's when we that day when you saw the skyline of Manhattan and realized both of those buildings were gone. How incredible is that? Had they decided to tear them down, that would have taken years to bring them down piecemeal. Yeah. If they decided they needed to repurpose that land for something else.
One of the stations here, which is now, it's now Bama Country. At the time, it was a top four. You can keep that.
Oh.
He brought us six copies here, so that's yours. We had just sent Winners to a Michael Jackson concert in New York.
That was September 10th?
Yeah.
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 Madison Square Garden?
Exactly.
Holy cow.
Panic! Yeah. Talk about lawyers.
So I it's been so long now. I think everybody was fine, obviously, but I think that because I don't know if we, I think we covered the air. God, I can't remember the whole details about it, but you know, I think it was, airfare, hotel accommodations, and everything to go to that show, but I can't remember on if their flight was early enough that they were to get back in time, or if it was later in the day and they kind of got stranded there or something. I can't remember what happened there.
That was one of the things that was in the documentary last night, was about the Michael Jackson show on the 10th at Madison Square Garden. Really weird.
You know, there's a great post out on Facebook talking about missing the America of 9/12, where everybody came together. It didn't matter if you were black, white, red, purple, green, Democrat, Republican, Christian, non. At that point in time on 9/12, the entire nation came together to support one place and one cause, and that was being an American. And, you know, I do remember as a kid that everywhere you looked, you couldn't find an American flag in the store. Because they were everywhere.
Oh, that, you know, in a
everywhere.
Way, there was some brilliant capitalism because somebody went out and had those things that you could roll into the window of your car made, and they were selling those probably for three or four times what they cost, and selling them by the thousands.
Thousands. And, you know, we need to get back to that America.
Then it became an obnoxiousness. People started putting flags in every window of their car. And for some reason thought, now that I know everybody knows what a great patriot I am, I can drive 100 miles an hour on the Florida Turnpike.
Well, that's Florida.
It became a thing. It really did. It was, I'd say for about 2 weeks, that day, the thing that, it wasn't just patriotism that united everybody. There was genuine fear everywhere. Because if they could do that in New York, and at the Pentagon, if the Pentagon could be attacked, nobody was safe.
Nobody safe. And two, you know, I remember when I did journalism a little later in high school, and we were talking about the broadcast sector. We actually had to go back through all of this footage and talk about, you know, pros and cons. And, you know, remember, I don't know if you remember CNN, but they would follow people, you know, as they were jumping off the building.
Yeah.
And about got cut off the air because they went a little too far on one of, you know, following a person all the way to their death.
There's a whole documentary entitled The Falling Man, where they try through clues, even though they were able to enhance the photo, to figure out who it was. What a horror. I mean, we're standing there watching this. People are there in New York. We're looking at it on TV. What a horrible choice, you know, to be burned alive in that raging fire, knowing there was no way out. The heartbreaking messages people left for loved ones, saying, I don't think I'm going to get out of this. Stuff like that.
The plane phone calls are the tough ones. You know, when the people have realized,
yeah, there's one,
we're on a hijacked plane.
Young man from flight 175 that hit the second tower called his dad and said, I think they're going to try and crash this plane into the World Trade Center, but don't worry, Dad, it'll be over quick. Stuff like that, just, you know, we got to remember that. We got to remember how he felt. And I'll never forget one other thing. I had an hour and a half or so that day where I was able to go be with my daughter. My boss wanted me to bring her back to the radio station. And I will never forget, I pull out of our parking lot onto 441, which is a very busy, congested thoroughfare in the center of the area where Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood, Florida are. The number of police cars that were just out cruising around, I'd never seen that before. They were just in traffic, but they created a presence, and they kept that going until...
They made sure the people that they were around and were set to protect were protected in one way, shape, form, or fashion. Yeah.
Hard event to keep up with, too, from a news standpoint. Like I said, so much of what we were hearing turned out to be...
mass chaos.
Fog of news.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we have this clip here. This is from Good Morning America on September 11th. Diane Sawyer and Charlie Gibson are speculating on why the North Tower is on fire and how big the plane was when the second one comes in.
It appears that there is more and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building. And as fire crews are descending on this area, it does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of
yes, and that's
view.
The second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway.
NBC was the best in identifying what was going on that morning. The worst was CNN.
Oh, my God. They did. Hence, like I said, they followed the man from the top of the tower to his death, and then dang near about got cut off the air.
They were looking for anybody that could be a witness, so they get this typical New York guy with a big voice and an expert on everything, right? The people, what's your location, sir? Well, I'm at 56th and FDR. This is all going on in Lower Manhattan, 56th and
way on
north up in Manhattan, and they didn't have the good sense to cut the idiot off. He was just trying to get on TV.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of easy to second guess that, but man, I'm going to say this, and you're not going to believe I'm saying it, but the network that did the best job in the days following 9/11 was MSNBC, because they were a news network then, and they
actually did what they were supposed to do.
They did documentary presentations within 24 hours of the events that were amazing. And some of the things, like when the towers collapsed, forcing those debris clouds through the canyons in New York, and some of the images of those things chasing people. And then some camera shots where they were completely enveloped by the dust cloud, everything going dark. It was, 8:24, we got our local news. We'll be back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health will soon release more information about COVID-19 cases in schools. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says a new ADPH dashboard will have weekly case numbers for each school system across the state. Montgomery Public School leaders went before the State Board of Education to present why they think the state intervention should be lifted. The presentation focused on financial stability, full accreditation status, and improved student achievement across the school system. And the Alabama Secretary of State's office says as many as 150,000 people could vote absentee rather than go to the precincts on November 3rd. The state has loosened requirements for voting absentee because of the coronavirus pandemic. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Kickback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
Hey, I consider myself to be a pretty good track record in the... at least the romantic idea department, you know?
Yeah.
But I've never come up with anything quite this profound. And I forgot to print my audio list. Hang on one second. No, I got it. I got the audio. I need to give you the backstory here. Don't worry. It's coming. Don't worry. Be happy. It's a couple. A guy named Zach Chatham proposed to his girlfriend with the beautiful Yellowstone Park as a backdrop. And I've been there, and there's all kinds of great backdrops you can use. The best part is, though, he got the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile to park at Yellowstone so he could drop down to one knee and propose. There were a few hecklers that went driving by as he proposed marriage.
My dearest Deborah, you're the person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Hey, nice wiener!
And so, I'm down on one knee.
Wiener!
In Yellowstone National Park.
Wienermobile!
Asking you...
Give her the dog!
Will you marry me?
Wiener!
Cause if you propose in front of an Oscar Mayer wiener, is what you really gonna get.
Slip the dog in the bun.
Well, I hope Dirty Monday Night Football makes a comeback this year.
God.
It remains to be seen. One other thing. Hang on one second. See if you can identify the creature making this sound. What do you think that
sounds
is?
Like Joe Biden.
No, I have Joe's audio right here.
Oh, there you go.
Big difference. Big difference. Good guess, not the winning answer.
Darn.
We could do a quick conundrum if you would like.
We could.
We never got one.
But that
unless
can
you
be
do
our
the
audio
conundrum. Unless you want to do the audio conundrum, you could do.
Well, that wasn't my plan originally.
Okay.
But you see, I have thrown all the windows... All the windows, all the rules out the window.
I've thrown all the windows out the rules.
Yes. Yes, that's what I've done. No, for some reason, I don't have... Maybe it didn't print. Maybe the dog ate it. I can't
Hershey, man, he's going to be pooping paper. You'll have remixes of everything by the end of the weekend.
And it's not real complicated, friends. Don't overthink this. We will take just the basic species and give away a $10 seafood bistro gift.
I have no idea what that means. The basic.
Means just basic. You
it's
know.
An animal.
It means like I'm pulling everything else out of my keister this morning to do this show. I'm doing this the same way. Why not be consistent? 272-9228. It's real simple. We should be able to end this in just a couple of calls.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. Just give us the basic species.
Sounds like the Mexican street dog.
Actually, we can make it a multiple choice conundrum.
Multiple choices were.
See, I have some calls coming in. Let's line those up while we check traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with the latest on the highways, and we just don't have a lot to report. East South Boulevard is a little bit congested from Baptist down to Norman Bridge and Highway 331. I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We do still have the fire department on the scene of a structure fire, 1500 Highland Avenue. And downtown Montgomery, right in front of the courthouse, the street there is blocked off for a 9/11 celebration this morning. Keep that in mind if you're trying to get around downtown. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated. Well, the best deal, the best price, the best vehicles are at Reinhardt Prattville. Stop by and check out their incredible inventory. That's Reinhardt Prattville for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The calls are coming in faster.
And Leon's getting larger.
He's also on line one.
Yeah.
Leon.
Yes, sir.
Identify, I just need the basic species. What is making that sound?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say a cat.
Cat is...
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Real close, though.
Okay. All right.
You only missed by one. Call back in case nobody else gets it. Thanks, Leon. You're in the grand prize drawing, too. Here's Rick.
Yeah, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Is it a dog?
Is it a dog?
You're
a winner.
Yay!
Hey, let me go even farther. Is it a French bulldog?
It doesn't say. It just says a grumpy dog.
It sounds like one. They whine just like that.
Yeah, they can. We did one a while back too. Mm-hmm. A French bulldog. I think it was like singing to a song or something.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah. They make some odd sounds, but they're hilarious dogs.
Does it have a link to a video anywhere? Or is it just
no? It's just a guy kissing his dog.
Oh.
Sorry, I would give you the video.
Because then we could tell what kind of dog it was. But
well, it says that it was a multiple choice proposition. Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, grumpy dog, or American pygmy goat. But it's a dog. Yeah, I can see it.
Well, you know what gives it away, too? There's that tap. If you hear that tap in the background, it's like a dog.
Yes.
Kind of when you scratch him.
Sounds like a gorilla in a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
There you go. Hang tight for us. Jay's going to get some info from you, okay?
Okay.
And we'll be back. We've got the wing finger winning word yet to play.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Suggested by Jesse. Today. Thank you for suggesting.
You're very welcome. That is the song she features at the end of every performance at Dolly Stampede. And they always ride with the colors. And it's a great song.
You have heard the horrible Dolly Parton story. I have, right?
Yes. Yes. It's with that particular article that you sent me.
Yes.
Yes.
Pardon me. And now Jay Scott for the Seafood Bistro.
Thank you very much, Greg. I'd like to tell you about the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, just down the street from us, actually. They open up at 11 a.m. today, as they do every single day. So tomorrow, Sunday, and then again on Monday, they will be open at 11 a.m. for your dining convenience. In fact, you can dine inside. You can go inside, sit down, and enjoy a meal if you'd like to at the Seafood Bistro. If that is not something that you're able to take advantage of, whether it be time or whatever the case, you can drive up to their one of their parking spaces there. Somebody will come out with a menu and take your order right there. Or you may already know what you want. If you want to get a heads up on that, just go to their website and take a look at their entire menu, theseafoodbistro.com. If you're thinking about something for this weekend, I know what NFL's back if you want, but I know college is coming back up, so maybe you'll be doing some gatherings of some sort. They do wings over at the Seafood Bistro. You can get yourself some wings for the weekend, or why not be a little bit different with your gathering? Get one of the boil bags, and bib comes with that, but you can ask for more bibs if you're doing a, you know, a group thing. But yeah, it's all at theseafoodbistro.com. Have it delivered if you'd like to through any of the delivery apps that are on your phone. Check it out, theseafoodbistro.com. Call them at 279-7500. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
By the way, as all the millionaire victims of our horrible country came out for the game last night, the 17,000 fans in Kansas City booed all of this social justice messaging, all of it, roundly booed. And here's how the networks cover it. Kansas City Chiefs fans booing at NFL opener proves controversial. This tells you how clueless they are. They just have no idea how angry they're making people with this nonsense. That's controversial? I don't think so. On what planet? Somebody tell me. I need your help.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Hey, Mexican street dog, wake up the boss.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Radar is going to come alive later on this afternoon, and really the rain chances are getting better and better over the next few days. Today and tomorrow, high temperature 90 to 92, scattered showers and thunderstorms in generous supply both days, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, low tonight 73. Sunday and Monday, same deal, scattered to newer showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours in spots. Highs around 90. Out in the tropics, things are getting really busy right now, and you can stay on top of the action by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
champion.
That's the last time you're going to hear it on this show.
Because we are the champions of radio.
Right. She sings that so well, I almost believe it.
Almost.
I'll make it almost.
Almost believe it.
Man, darn.
Yeah, you do a multi-layered stack your vocals kind of thing on that song. That would be nice. Wee. Little anthem for us.
We're going to have a little operatic there.
Sometime between 3 and 6, assuming I remember to do it.
I'll text you.
Thank you. I will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228, and if you are, you win lunch for two at Wing Bingers downtown. If you haven't tried it, do. And by the way, they only also cater and do takeout. And they have devised, this is the thing Bob was most excited about when he introduced me to Wing Fingers. Their takeout box keeps the food warm but doesn't trap the moisture, so it stays crispy.
And so not soggy.
They've improved everything. All fresh made, fresh chicken, all everything, every day.
Their Thai sweet is awesome, too.
Yeah, that is. That's a personal favorite, especially with sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
All right, so champion, be listening this afternoon to redeem that. Let's check traffic at 8:43. Our grand prize drawing is a doubleheader today.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents into us to tell you about at this time. We do have a little congestion East South Boulevard at Troy Highway and on West South Boulevard on both sides of I-85. Still busy on Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown. And don't forget now, Highland Avenue, 1500 block. We had a structure fire earlier. We understand fire department still on the scene there. Might want to avoid that area if at all possible. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's 8:46, so we're kind of tight for time. We've spent a lot of time, and Rightfully so. Remembering 9/11. As far as Morning Maroons, it's a toss-up today between Netflix for their, in my opinion, outright promotion of kiddie porn with this cuties, this man. And again, they, I don't know who has underestimated America more, Netflix or the NFL. They all got their panties in a wad because fans booed at this social justice lecture that people got at the beginning of the game from all these wonderful little millionaires. When are they going to learn, man? Stop celebrating career criminals. Maybe that would be a good start towards at least an iota of common sense. We have a double weekly grand prize draw. I'll let the listeners decide on that because we did not do one last Friday. So, Jay?
We are ready.
We're going to give away not one, but two works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. A complete service on the vehicle, oil change, fluid check, safety inspection, brakes, tire rotation, rolling inspection, and so much more. Car vacuum down. The window numbers are?
37
is, let me scroll because we got our ways to go here, Jason S.
Jason S.
Winning.
And our second winner
is number 50.
50.
Right smack dab in the middle.
Carolyn B.
Carolyn B. All Carolyn right. B.
Winning.
Both of you will have your automobiles serviced at your convenience by any of the three Don Duncan locations. Don't forget serving all the Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14. And then, of course, downtown at 408 Madison. Drop your car off at any. They'll get you to where you need to go. Just let them know what you need for accommodations. And on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Nobody does it better than Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. And a quick reminder, 2 weeks from today is our first Duncan and Son Predict-a-Thon.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, a little about 4 weeks later than we had hoped, but better late than never. Now, we have not one but two Clark's Club memberships to give away. The protection that comes with the best in the business, keeping your electric costs down and making sure you got somebody on call 24/7, 365 to protect the comfort and infrastructure of your family and your home. Winning numbers are?
22.
That is George B.
George B.
Winning.
Way to go, George. By the way, if your system is in good shape, this is almost like winning money. Because once they tune your system, as they did for me, your electric costs will be kept to a minimum.
We love Clark's.
Our next winning number is...
is number 57.
Let's see. 57. Charlotte B.
Charlotte B. All right. Woohoo!
Charlotte, you are a winner. So congratulations to you. And thanks to everybody who participated in the show. We do this every Friday. Anytime you call us between 6 and 9, you're going into a drawing for something really good. And we're glad that you are. We're going to go into Joey's show with another 9/11 tributer. A quick reminder that one of the great local businesses that's been a part of our family here for so many years is Lewis Lawn. And they have some incredible new products this year at Lewis Lawn, including a brand called Ego. Battery technologies have really come a long way. And if you're not a fan of pull start or gasoline-powered products, this is the perfect option for you. First of all, they're very competitively priced, but most importantly, they're durable and reliable. In other words, if you get an Ego edger, trimmer, you'll get everything done on one charge. Just detach it and hit the on button. How cool is that? Same thing with their mowers. Whether you buy a push or a self-propel Ego mower, those things will get your lawn done. You won't have to run out and recharge it every 15 minutes. They have advanced the technologies where you can get all the work you need done on one charge. Of course, they carry all the great gasoline-powered traditional brands from tractor-sized mowers to Zero Turns by Echo and Exmark and Toro, all the Shindawa products, all the steel products, and a service department that can support anything you purchase. And that is at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Chad Sasser, Haley, TJ, those are our contact, our point people there. Really terrific group of folks to work with. Their number is 244-9191, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, right next to Walter Craig.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 in an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time homebuyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. But this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We had a request for this earlier, and I just remembered to play it just in time for the end of the show. Haywood Banks and Toast.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast! Toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez... Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir.
French toast! French toast!
Two people who absolutely love French toast remind me of French toast. Eddie Bader and...
Joey.
Sweet, but yet readily available.
Easy to get.
Yeah, easy to get. Because anyway, they're coming up next.
They are coming up next. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Even the Cronins in North Carolina appreciated... the approach we took today, and we're going to close with, again, going back to the young man. I'm proud of him because I sort of just like...
Joey!
I helped nurture him into the business. He's his own man. He's his own thing. Both Joey and Joe Johnson. But he went on to be just a brilliant producer and the host of a show called Beatle Brunch. And this is Joe's tribute to 9/11. We'll close with that. Joey's next, and I'll catch you this afternoon. We'll redeem the wing finger winning word. Everybody have a good weekend.
Sounds good.
That's what happens when you say wing fingers too many times.
About a quarter to nine, we heard the roar of jet engines.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
America!
Dove right into the first tower.
God, the gold refined.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
The destruction is enormous. The debris is beyond any description.
Well, immediately we activated 12 urban search and rescue teams, four to go to Northern Virginia, to the Pentagon, D.C. area, and eight to New York City. I commend those New Yorkers. They have a resilient spirit. They're working hard.
Lean on me.
We responded with the best of America.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
With the daring of our rescue workers.
I'll help you.
Caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could.
Till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat.
Kind of disappeared over this embankment here for a moment and then huge explosion.
But they have failed.
This doesn't happen in America. I guess it does.
Our country is strong.
Make no mistake about it.
We've huddled close.
Your armed forces are ready.
Hang on to a dream.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings.